the last two words. The idach. What is the next gzeira of the yudches davar? Omar tovi rishbe. Tovi Rashi says shem ha'ish. That was his name. And rishbe was his profession. Poyreis nishbin lotzot chayev oif. He was a hunter of a sort. Omar Shmuel. Af gidulei trume. Trume boy bayoim gozel. That they were gozel, that if a person plants trume, so theoretically, the trume that will grow out from this trume, especially something that zaroi kolo, that means that the seed disintegrates, so the new trume that comes out is really not trume at all. And they were gozel, that gidulei trume, Trume boy bayim gozo. They were geyser that if you plant trume, the trume that comes out is also trume. My time. Why did they make such a gzeire? Omer Rab Chanina gzeire mishum truma tahira biyad Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Gidulei trume im zora. If he planted trume, vafilu davar shezaroi kolo. Even it is something that the seed disintegrates, kigain tvua v'kitniyis, so that what grows also has a din of truma midarabona. So the Gemara asks why truma tahire biyad Yisrael. A very interesting gzeira that a yid will possess truma tahire. So what should the yid do with truma? He should give it to a kayin. But it's a shad. Why should he give it to the kohen? But he has a problem. He can eat it himself. That he's frum. That means in Yeredeya to eat truma chas v'shalom. Truma is also lezorim, the zachi of misa. So he won't eat it himself. But then again, it bothers him to give it to the kohen. So memela, so he has an eluya she'ainfal v'zoira. So he's going to plant all this truma. So he did a wonderful thing, that he went and he planted the trume, and now, so all the trume that will grow out is not trume anymore. It's not momen ashevet, and it's chulen. And it's chulen, and he's allowed to eat it. So that was the gzeire. So therefore they said, you're a chochem will be a neighbor chochem. So you'll plant this trume, what grows will also become trume. You're still not permitted to eat it. Omar Rove, so Rove says, this is a ridiculous setup. To make a gzeire for such a person who doesn't want to be mekayim the matnas kuhunis, so you're going to make such a gzeire, idach shidi lahochi, if this person is choshud, he does not enjoy giving matnas kuhune. So why should he be mafresh a 50th to give to the kohen? Given the evshel emevat chita achas kedushmul v'loy kovet heimuni mehemni. So the Gemara asked Amar Dike Kashe. This person who you are choshed memonavshech, if he has no interest in being mekayim the mitzvah of matnis kohen, he doesn't want to give trume. So the whole reason he's mafresh truma is to be mater the tevil. He should be allowed to eat his tvur. So let him be mafresh achite, chita achas paiteres asakri, and he's allowed to eat his chulim. And mitzvahs matnas kune, he doesn't want to go and give to the kohen. So why should he be mafresh a fiftieth of his tvur and make it truma? And then he's stuck with it. He doesn't want to give it to the kohen, and then he'll go and plant it. And then you have to make a gzeire to be sure that he shouldn't gain from what he intends to do. Such a person who's mafresh a 50th will give it to the kohen. And if he has no intent to give to the kohen, so be mafresh a chite. So this gzeire doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, no, there's a different gzeire. El gzeira mishum truma tmeya biyad koi. It is a gzeira, we're not choshed the Yisraelim, we're choshed the kahanim. Truma tmeya biyad koi. A koyin will possess truma tmeya. So what is the din by Tumat Meye? Tumat Meye is Asar Ba'achila. He can only burn it. So Memele, the Kayan, will think, it's a shot, I have good Tumat. Now it's Tumat. So it's a shot. So instead of burning it, he'll put it away, and he'll plant it. And the Tumat that'll come out of that will be Chulin, and it won't be Tomei, it won't be Trume, and he'll be able to derive full benefit from the Tvua. So, the Emerson, there's nothing wrong with that. So why did they make the Gzeire? They made a Gzeire that, no, if you're going to plant it, it's going to grow back Trume Tomei. So the Gemara says, Dilmi mashilo gabei va'osi lidei takola. Chazal did not want him to store the Trume Tmeya in his house, because if he leaves it there long enough, he might come lidei takola, this Trume in the house, and who's going to remember that this is Tomeidik in Trume, and people might come to eat it. So Mimele, we have to get it out of his mind to store the Trume. Eventually he wants to plant it. So they told him, listen, if you're going to plant it, it's going to grow. That what's going to grow will be weiter Trumet Meir. So Memele, he won't store it. So what can he do? He'll burn it. So he'll burn it, Fartik. But Al Kaponim, we prevented him that he shouldn't be Nichshol in Achilas Trumet Meir. The Sfasemis is Medayik. He asks Lechere, if this person would plant the Trumet Meyeh, he'll be mevatel a mitzvah of Sreifes Trumet. Why does the Gemara have to say, Dil me mashi lo gabei va'osi lidei takole? That alone, that he's not burning it, he's a mevatel a mitzvah of Sreifes Trumet. So he brings the raya from this Gemara to Shitas Rashi in Be'eh. Rashi in Be'eh says, there's no mitzvah to burn Trumet Meyeh. So Memele, so that's why, so there would in reality be nothing wrong in planting the Trume. Now the whole Kilkul might come about that he might come to eat the Trume Tmeya. So therefore they made the Gzeire, and they said that even if he plants it, that which will grow out will also become Trume Tmeya. Zot Rashi. Elohita achas idach shidi lahochi. If he is choshud not to give truma to the koyin, afrushi nami lo lefreshi, so he won't be mafresh a shear of truma a 50th. Elachita achas min akri kedishmul umida afreshu. So if this person was mafresh a 50th, shmami no loichshidi, he's not choshud. He wants to give the matnas kunim. So the Gemara answered, mishum truma tmeya biyat koyin. Shasure ba'achila. This is also ba'achila. Ubal is zayra. So he'll want to avoid this problem and he'll decide to plant it. The gozo and chazal wa gozo shetehei bishmo horisha. That whatever will grow out of this trumat meya will be similar to the seed. Va'arehi trumat meya. So this will also be trumat meya. Why? The chayshinon, why were they geyser? Dil me mashilo ad zman zriye. Because maybe he'll hold it till the zman zriye. And in the meantime, vosi lamechel betumose, he might come to eat trumat meye. So therefore, in order to prevent this, they made a gzeire. Zok taisvis. Kiven de efshe lemevet kishmul mehemni. The Gemara had asked that if the chash was that you'll have a yid that wants to avoid matnas kohune, so he won't plant the trume, he'll be mafresh achita acha shepeteres asakri, and that's an easier way to avoid giving the kohen trume. Hikshe rivo, so the rivo is takashe, that's right, by trume gedoilo. Trume gedoilo that a Yisrael gives from his tvue, so the aloch is chita achas peiteres asakri, if he gives one chita, one kernel, it's also misakin the tvue, and there's no isotevel. But Trumas Maisa, but what about Trumas Maisa? Trumas Maisa is, after the Levi gets a tenth of the Tvuin, he has to give now a tenth of this tenth to a Kohen. The Loi Evshulu Lemevet Kishmuel, Kozman he doesn't give, Kozman he's not Mafrish a tenth, his Maisa is Tevel. So he has to be Mafrish a tenth. So, now, he's stuck, he doesn't have another eight. So he has to be Mafrish a tenth. Now, after he has this tenth, he feels bad. He should have to give this away to the Kohen. So he'll have a bright idea. So he'll plant this Trume, and it'll become Chulin. So that's why there were Geyser, that Gidule Trume, Trume. So we could say the same Teretz like before. Not by Trume Gedoyla, but by Trume Smeiser. V'tiretz ride mikol mokaim emesu shegozru af al gidulei trume gedoyla. So the Ri answered, that is true, but we have a reason why they were geyser by trumes meiser. Trumes meiser, there is a reason why they should be geyser. But lemeiser chazal knew that they were geyser by trume gedoyla also. Why were they geyser by Truma Gedoyla? That's what the Gemara said, the Truma Gedoyla biyadkoi. Umaram oimer, the Trumis Meiser, there's never such a gzeire. Mehemni ha-Leviyim, the Leviyim ha-Nemon. They noisnin Meiser, elo lechaveirim. Meiser is from the Matonis, that you give to the Leviyim. So Ayid, the mitzvah is, to give to a Levi a Chaver. Now, you weren't permitted to give to a Levi an Am Haaretz. So, who had Trumas Maisa? Trumas Maisa, only the Leviim HaChaverim had. No, the Leviim HaChaverim, they're Zichem Askim to give a tenth of their Maisa to a Kohen. For them, you don't have to make the Gzeira. The Rivot Tiretz, the Rivot said a third Tiretz. The Oison Shoyu Chashudim loy hoyu mafrishin klau, kidamrinem besoite. Chaveirim shahoyu mafrishin mehemni. So the Rivo said a third teretz. He says, let's forget about that. They only gave meiser, to Levim Chaveirim. Let's say they gave meiser to everyone. So the Rivo said as follows. You had amoratzim, and you had Chaveirim. So the Am HaOretz, if he was Choshud, this Am HaOretz was not Mafrish Trumas Maisa either. And the Chover, some Meile, so for him, he won't plant the Trumas Maisa because he's not Mafrish Trumas Maisa. And the Chover, so he's going to give it to the Kohen. So Meile, there's no reason to be Misakin Gedulei Trumas Maisa Ketrume. That is the reverse Teretz. The Rishash asks a Moiridike Kasha on the Rivo from a Mishneh in Peye. The Mishneh Perek Ches, Mishneh Beis the Peye says, Uben Levi Nemon Lo'ilo. And the Baal Tanur says, what does that mean, Ben Levi Nemon Lo'ilam? So Baal Tanur explains, the Lo'i Chayshino, Shema Lo'i Hifrish Mehem Trumas Maisas. We are never afraid, even he's an Am HaOretz, we are never afraid that he wasn't Mafrish Trumas Maisas. Trumas Maisas, I'm sorry. Lo'i Chayshino Shema Lo'i Hifrish Mehem Trumas Maisas. Why? That even when we were geyser demai, the whole gzeira was only on hafroshes meiser. We have to be mafresh meiser. Maybe the amoritz was not mafresh meiser. But trumes meiser, but trume, the amoritz was ich a mafresh trume. So the Baal Tanur says, and this is a Loshna v'Yerushalmi, so just like the Amoratzim ha-Yisraelim were Mafrish, always Mafrish Trume, so the Leviim ha-Meoratzim were always Mafrish Trume G'dayla. So Mamele, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. So Mamela, the Rishash has a kasha on the Rivah. So how can the Rivah say that, okay, this is really a kasha on the previous teretz also. They nois the mice elolach haverim. Afilu ondos. Everyone is nemon on trumas mice. Because just like a Yisrael Amoritz is nemon on trumas gedoyle, so that's shot in the Mishnah. Ben Levi nemon loilam. So Ben Levi is nemon that he was mafresh trumas mice. So that's a kasha. But since we are speaking about the Mishnah, let us explain what is pshat in the Mishnah. The Taisvus Chadoshim asks a Moiradik Kasha, what is the similarity between Truma Gedoyle and Trumas Maises? Truma Gedoyle Nama Oretz gave, you know why he gave? Because Chita Achas Peteres is Sakri, didn't cost him too much money. See, his Mavrish Truma Gedoyle came to Trumas Maises, oh, that's a tenth, then he thought about it twice. He wasn't Mavrish Trumas Maises. He wasn't Mafresh Maises. So Memele, Trumas Maises from the Levi, what's the Kishem? Trumas Maises, you have to give a tenth. So that's the Kash of the Taisus Chadoshim. So Rabbi Kiveger says, Pshat in the Mishnah as follows. There was another reason why a Amoritz was Mafresh Trumas Gedoyle. He was mafresh truma gedoyle because he knew that without afroshes truma gedoyle, there's a chi of misa. He knew there's a chi of misa on tevel if you're not mafresh truma gedoyle. That he knew. So he was mafresh truma gedoyle. Maisres, he didn't know if you're not mafresh maisa, there's a chi of misa. Because he knew truma schoshev, there's a chi of misa on azor. So that he knew. So a chi of misa, he wouldn't play around with a chi of misa. Truma gedoyle, he was mafresh. Maisres, he wasn't mafresh. Because he thought there's no chiyuv misa, even though you're not mafresh maisres. Trumas maiser, so he thought, Kozman, you're not mafresh maiser, there's no chiyuv of trumas maiser. So that's why an Amoritz never was afraid of maiser, and never was afraid of trumas maiser, because he thought, by not doing anything, he's saving himself from the big averis. Misa there won't be. Avera, no, he can't be a tzaddik. So Memela, that was his cheshbon. Masha'en came by a Levi. The Levi got the Meiser already. So now he knows there's a Chiyav Misa because of the Trumas Meiser. A Chiyav Misa, no one plays around with a Chiyav Misa. So therefore, that's pshat in the Loshna about the Nure. Kishem, just like an Amoritz, is not Choshed on Truma Gdoyla, not because the Chita Achas Peteres as a Kri. He's not choshed on Truma Gedoyle because he knew that if you're not mafresh Truma Gedoyle, there's a chi of Misa b'achilosa. So a Levi is not choshed on Trumas Maisa because since they were mafresh Maisa, now he knows there's Trumas Maisa already, so zicha be mafresh Trumas Maisa. So upon him, the Teretz of the Rivoh is shver. Dilme mashalei gabei v'osu bei lidei takolah. So the Gemara says the reason they were goyzel gedulei trume kitrume is because it'll remain by the koyin and it'll come with data kolah perish bekuntre. So Rashi says, what is the gzeire? Olekach gozru dafilu yizreeno dahavit meyo. So the gzeire was not gedulei trume is trume. If gedulei truma would be truma, so memele, so it's the leinzich for the koyin to plant it. If it can't, before it was truma to man, now it'll be truma to ayro. No, they were geyser, da afilu yizrena davet mei. The gzeira was that it was exactly the way it was before the zriya. So even though the Gemara didn't mention that it'll be, they said gedulei truma that it's tomei. But that's Rashi stuck that in, that's shot in the Gemara. The Gzeira was that the Zriya will not accomplish anything, and whatever grows will be like the Zera, which was Trumat Mei. Because Lari, the Omar Behedye Beperik Kol Shoh. The Gemara says Beferish Beperik Kol Shoh, Shesilei Trumat Meia. If a person plants Trumat Meia, so the Gemara says, Tahoirim Militame. The trume that goes, that grows from this is toher. It won't be metame anything. Va'asurim milechel, perish lezorim, k'dem aforish osam. The Gemara says, if you plant truma tmeya, when it grows, it is toher, and azor is not allowed to eat it because it's a din of truma, but it is truma tohira. Alma lekahanim shori. So we have an oven in Gemara, not like Rashi. Rashi says that als the gzeir of gedulei truma, it has to be the way it was before, and it has to be truma tmeya. The Gemara says klar there that it's toher, and only azor is not permitted to eat it. So, what did they accomplish over here? The kain was zicha planted in order that it should grow truma tahira. Just Rashi, Taisus asks Akasha and Rashi, enough in the Gemara and Nitvi Rashi, I don't want to go on Tariches Godel, but if you look, there's a whole sugi over there, the Gemara's maskona there is paka the way Rashi says, that it is tomei, this is one havamin over there in the Gemara. The maskona is that lemaisa a koyin is not permitted to eat it. So the marshon, the maram, and the chaydesh ha'oviv are mefalpel what's pshat and Tosfos kasha. But al kaponim, let's not get into that. Let's start dance with Tosfos kasha. Al kaponim, there is a gemara there that had such a tzad. The yeshloima, so Tosfos answers, kiven the ein necholim lezorim. Since, what will you accomplish? You will accomplish by planting it that it will become ois tomei, but it's still truma. That was the gzeira. Is mishum revach puta shemetarin. So what will they gain from planting it? That it will become toher loimashi gabe. So he won't leave the truma tmeya by him. That means as follows. What we have to understand, we have to look at this as a businessman. Truma had a very cheap price because truma had a lot of halachas. You have to be careful; it shouldn't become tummy. A person whose tummy is not allowed to eat it. So truma was a very cheap machel. Truma tmeya fashteitzach was cheaper. You couldn't eat it either. You could only use it for fuel. Chulin, that's worth money. So memele. So if this person, this kohen, is going to become a farmer. So now what there is, why should he plant trumet meye and he'll end up with trumet tahir, which has a very small market value. Let him plant chulin, so the food that will grow will have a kaponim a normal price. So that's what they accomplished. The minute they said that if it will grow, it will still be trumet, so he gives up his ambition to become a farmer. That's Tosfos Teretz. V'yeshloima, given the ein necholim lezorim, since even after it will grow, azor won't be able to eat it. Mishum revach puta shemetarin leimashi gabei. So this small difference in value, that it will become toyer, he won't hold it for that. It's not worth it. If he wants to plant, he'll plant chulin. So here it says in this Gemara that we were afraid the Kohen might keep it in his house and he might become nichshul b'achilas trumat meyim. B'soif perek kama de psochim omri beis hilu tase zilu. The Gemara says in the end of the first perek in psochim, if a Kohen has yayin tomei, so he should store it and he could use it daily for Ziluf. Ziluf was they used to sprinkle the wine on coals, and there used to be a good reyach. It was the whole Indian what they used to do there. And they used to, since Trumat Mei is mutabanola for a coin, he's allowed to do this. He's allowed to keep this wine barrel in his house. We weren't afraid he might come and make kiddush on the wine. He's permitted to leave it there. Ikalameima, the hochemayde beisilu. The pomim shetzorech lahasha ishana shleima adzman zriya. This man shehiya, this man, one will have to wait in order to be able to use it, is much greater by tvua than by yayin tome. Yayin tome vinishvi, if we'll use it for zilov, so we'll finish, in a month, 2 months, we'll be finished with it. So for 1 or 2 months, chazal won chayish of a kilkel. Masha'en kain here, he might have to wait a whole year before he plants it, that they were chayish of a kilkul. Vasili day takola. V'idach, what was the next gzeira that they were geyser by bayayim? Omar rabchiyah ba'ami mishmei de ule, af mishe hechshech loy baderech, Noisen kisei lenochei boi bayoim gozo. The Yud Ches Dava, they were geyser, that if a person was late, and he has his wallet with him, so lechayre, there could be an eitzer to walk poches, poches, midalad amis. And that means to walk to amis and stop, then walk another to amis. But they were geyser, he should not do this. Mishehichshech loy bederech, Naisen kisei lenochi. You don't walk poches poches midaladamis. That's not a good eitzer. Because Chazal were afraid you're walking poches poches midaladamis, you might make a mistake and you might walk daladamis and then you were mechal Shabbos. So they said, Naisen kisei lenochi, that he goes and gives his wallet to a goy. That was the gzeirin. He should not be soimach on the heta of poches poches midaladamis. Let us see Rashi. Naisen kisei lenochi, v'lo yital talenu, poches, poches, midaladamis. Ve'idach, and what was the next gzeire? Omar Bali, Omar Avibi, Avimi, Sanvaso, Piton, Vishimnon, Viyenon, Ubnoiseyen. They were geyser, and Pas Akum, Shemen Akum, Yein Akum, and Bnois Akum. Kulon, Miyutches, Dovahein. All these things came into the gzeira of Yud Ches Dovo. Let us see Rashi for 1 minute. San vaso shem okim u b'noiseyem. M'seches avay de zore polchinen b'noiseyem di eraisen inu. You don't need a Yud Ches Dovo ta aser a goite. It's also min ha-teire. So after a whole shakla v'tari in the Gemara by the Zohar, the Gemara l'maise firzois that the gzeira of b'noiseim was they asad yichud with a goite. That was what they had asad. Haniche l'Rab Meir. So the Gemara says, okay, so according to Rab Meir, if you remember, on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, Rab Meir said one of the Yud Ches Dovo was if Sheikheyach Kalim Tachas Hatzinoyer, there he said, that's one of the Yud Ches Dovo. So now, if we'll start adding up all the Gzeiris, we'll add up to 18 Gzeiris. So Haniche L'Rab Meir. El L'Rab Yaisi said, in that Machloikis of Sheikheyach Kalim Tachas Hatzinoyer, the Adayin Hiba Machloikis, Beisila was never made it to Beishamai. So Shivsari Havin, so they're not 18, they're 17. So the Gemara says, Ika Oda Ravache Barada. So then there was another one. The Omer Ravache Barada Rav Yitzchok goes while Piton Mishum Shimnon. Val Shimnon Mishum Yeno. So before the Gemara goes further, the Gemara asks, Al Piton Mishum Shimnon May Umed De Shemen Mipas. That means they were afraid they might use the shemen of a goy, so therefore they asked the pas. What is shemen worse than pas? That there be goys a pas mishum shema. So the Gemara says no, shemen and pas is no difference. Elo, the pshat is like this: gozu al piton v'shimnon mishum yeno. That means if a person will start purchasing by a goy pas akum, and he starts purchasing by a goy shemen akum, so he'll come to yain akum. And val yeinom, in yein akum they asa, mishum b'noiseyem. Val b'noiseyem, that's yichud b'noiseyem, val b'noiseyem, mishum dovaracha. Dovaracha means avay dezore. That means if you'll get close to the b'noi, so memela, the next step is what happened by bal po'er, by yitzom de la bal po'er. That's that gzeire. We didn't say a teretz yet. And val dovaracha, mishum dovaracha. And they were also geyser another thing because of another thing. And that is the 18th gzeira. My dovarache. So what is this gzeira? It's very sosum, very unclear. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, gozru al tinaik nochi shemetame bezibe. We see moiridik that Klal Yisrael was very nizer in tume. And if anything was, that was the greatest barrier that we could make is if someone is Tomei, so then they would stay away from him with a 10-foot pole. Gozru al tinek nochi shemetame b'ziv. They said, he's Tomei Tumazot. What did they accomplish? If they'll become friends, so the end result might be Mishkav Zochel. So Memele, in order to prevent this, he was Neschanech, stay away from the guy, he's Tomei Tumazivin, it meant a lot. So Memele, that created the barrier. So the Gemara asks, Ihochi, oh, so there's another Gzeire, Dovaracha, Mishum Dovaracha, so the Rameya Nami Tishri Havin, so Ibezoi, there's 19 according to Rameya. So the Gemara says, Oichlin, Vikalim, Shenitmu, Bemashkin, so before we were under the impression that that's two Gzeires, that a Mashkin that touched a Sheini is able to be Metama Neuchel, and a Mashkin is Metama Kalim. So the Gemara says, this is one gzeire that mashkin ametame oichlin and kalim chotzol meikar adin both are not iskalten. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi kulam meyutchas dvorim v'ho kulu chodi de gozra pito mishum shimnam v'ho shimnam kidal kamo. Hanich ala ramei demonu luhu loho demeniach kalim tachas atzina. That was one of the yutchas. Havala yutches. So now we have 18. Tes the posli trume. 9 of the things which are posel as a trume. Vein koirin, vein poilin, en koirin leiraner, vein poilin leiraner. The one is not permitted to search for kinim. Hochatzer, that's 11. Poshelu zayin. So we need 7 more. Tziner, umardeya, bnei skusim, uboitzer, Beitzrim betare, begidule trume, bneisen kisoi, upiton, vishimnon chode. Ika, the meisim ravitzak adavimi, al dover ache, mishim dover ache, vabneisem, mishim dover ache, avayde zore, voeid goz, al dover ache, shlahusko kan, shemetame beziva, vafilo eina izot. Beetzim, vachlau by a goy, there's no two meziva, but this gzeira was, afilo he didn't see ziva, he's also a zot. Oichlo mekelem, shenitmu, bamashke, chode, choshivlo. Zog Teisves, al piton v'shimnam mishum yeinu. Hiksha rivo. Maishna shechmiru tfei biyayin lesser bahano mipas v'shemen. This whole thing is only something that leads to b'noiseyim, which leads to avay dezore. So they answered pas, akum bachila, shemen akum bachila, so it'd be sufficient also to answer, yein akum bishtiye. Why is the din that yein akum is also bano? Betiret, mitnei sha yein mesameach alekim banoshim. Yein has another purpose for its existence. It's mesameach alekim, it's used for religious purposes. V'hoyu regilim lenaschoi, so the goyim used to be menasech the yayin afilu shaloi bifnei avoy dezore. Afilu, it wasn't in front of their avoy dezore. They would be menasech it already. So memele, there's another chash. Maybe this is yayin nesach. Is hoyu v'utzuchu la'ersroi. La'oisroi mishum b'nei seyem. That means it wouldn't be b'nei seyem, even though there's a possibility they wouldn't give it a din of yayin, of stam yeinon, al stachshash of yayin nesach. But since they had a asa sai v'sai, the yayin akum mishum b'nei seyem b'shtiye, nosnu boi chachomim din v'choy me yayin nesach mamesh, kivin de pomim o yimanaschen oisai afilu shaloi b'fnei abaydezor. Honiche l'rab meyer, el l'rab yoisi shivsirin havi. So the Gemara is, according to Rabbi Yossi, there's only 17 Zeres. Have a motzi nami lameime, el Rab Tarfon maika lameime. According to Rab Tarfon, there's also a shver. Rab Tarfon, we learned yesterday, did not hold up the Zera of Marda, of a kol shehu ba'ivi mardeya, is metame ba'oyel. So mameil, Rab Tarfon also has a problem. Tashi choshev, ein poilin, vein koirin betalti. That these are two Zeres. V'chei mashme bediktoni bebereise. Eilu mina halochais that they were geyser, v'leiktoni bebraisa ella hanu tarti. These two ain't peilim v'enkayim. V'hod loy choshev mavchin bein bigdoy le bigdei ishtoy. We learned also one is not permitted loir haner to be mavchin to search between his beged and his wife's beged. V'shamesh aboy dekaisis ka'orich loich haner. These are also also. So if you mention ein poilin is one gzeirah, ein kairin is a second gzeirah, so you have a few more gzeirahs. You're not to be boy dekaisis, you're not allowed to be mafchin begodim. So Taisus answers, Hanach nafki miklal hanitar. Tishenik, as long as you know these two, Kairin and Poilin, some amela, everything else, falls into the category of these two. So it's not a new gzeir. Miu koshed loy moni rashi hacht loy yechel hazovi mazovi. The vade miyut chesdover have, the tony lobe masnisim behedye. So Taisus says, lafize oichel rishin va oichel sheni, that's poisel. That's poisloy to trume chodach hashiglu. Inami haboroi shiveru b'mayim shuvim v'toyer shenaflov shloy shilugim chashiv chode mishim dileha lekaimaha keiched epiton v'shimnon v'yeinon ubneiseim chashiv gzeira achet. Just like this is called one gzeira because it's all for one purpose. So naflov shloy shilugim and roi shiveru b'mayim shuvim is all one gzeira. Vidalayechel zov parush im zov am haoretz. We had a baraisa that a zov that's a Talmud Chochem should not eat together with a zov that's an am haoretz. V'tonya lo b'tesefta eilam in halachis ikolameimet ava b'chlal layechel azov im azov. That falls in the same minion of layechel azov im azov. Val b'neiseyem mishum dover acha. Im toimar Hanichel aman di yom de mafosh bepeg beis de mesechtes avay de zore dal bnei sem gozru yichud. They were goys, the one that's not permitted to be misyachad with a goyte. The shaykh le migzer mishim avay de zore. El ol aman di yom dal bnei sem gozru nidois. Ma shaykh ach gzeyre la avay de zore. Yishlam de dey she gozru aleim nidois yifrishu mi magon vula yitmu behen kol kach. That nidois, if there was a gzeyre of nidois, that's also sufficient. So Memela, whatever they touched, they'd be Pirish. Memela, they wouldn't come in close contact with them. Zogte Mishne weiter. Bei Shamai Oimrim, Ein Shoirin, Diyoi, Visamonim, Vikarshinin, Elo Kedei She Yoshuru Mi Ba'oidyoi. Bei Shamai said that one is not permitted to soak dyoi, there was a solid substance that they used to make ink, and they used to soak it in a liquid, in water, or another type of liquid. Samonim was a type of materials they used for a dye, to make colors. Karshinim was a machul beheime. Kashinim, others say it was a type of a kidney is. And the Meiri explains, we have to know what the Isser is first. What happens when you soak these things? So the Meiri says, Karshinim shoirin oison b'mayim ksheheim rakim. You soak these karshinim, this was a machal behemah, you soaked it when they were soft. V'nimoichim sham ktsas. And it got softer. Vahamayim misavim b'sibosom. And the water gets thick. V'nasim kemayim shakemach belulim b'soichais. It gets equivalent to water that you put flour in. So what happened? So this is an inyan of lisha. This is an inyan of lisha. In Pashit, Dioi and Samonim, there's also an Indian of Lisha. Moshe wants to be mitzadid, the karshinim stick together, and so it's an Indian of Lisha. Fine. So one is not permitted to be losh on Shabbos. Now, but we have to understand, that we're here talking about Erev Shabbos. Ein shoirin diyoi v'samoni v'karshinim elo kidei sheyeh shoirin b'boyyoyim. So that means it starts getting soft already m'boyyoyim. But to put it in right before Shabbos and let it soak in Shabbos and it will become thick in Shabbos, this is osa. So why is this osa? So we're going to have a Mirz Hashem tomorrow, and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph Amachloikis Amayroim, why this is osa. Machloikis Rav Yosef and Rabbe. Rav Yosef holds that Beis Shammai holds, just like there's a halacha that shvisas behemtoi is also that other mitzuvah al shvisas behemtoi. That means that if I own a behemoth, my behemoth is not allowed to do a malacha on Shabbos. My behemoth is not allowed to carry a masui on Shabbos. So there's a din, my kalim, my utensils, are also not permitted that in them should be done a malacha. So memele, if I have, there was a vat that held this dye and the ink and the karshinim, and in this vat, the setutzach, a malacha of lishe, or the Rambam Shita is by Dioy, it's a malacha of tzeveya, that you're coloring the water. So memele, so there's an iser, my kei, there's a din of shvises kelov. His kelim are also not permitted, he's not permitted that in his kelim a malacha should be done. That is the svare of Beis Shammai. If it was yeshayru mi ba'od yoyim, so it means that already the lisha taken place, it'll get thicker, it'll get more colored, that already is not a malacha de rice anymore. So memele, the malacha already had started mi ba'od yoyim, so that what is occurring later in Shabbos is not a malacha de rice. That is how Rav Yosef learns pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbah learns pshat in the Mishnah. No, Beis Shammai does not hold of Shvisas Kalim al Kaponim, not in this case. No, the Isser of Ein Shayrim Dyeris Amonim is a Gzeire. If we'll do it right before Shabbos, he might come and do it in Shabbos also. It's, right? You're permitting it to do right before Shabbos. No, and if it's, if he doesn't have an accurate watch, and they didn't have a watch then, so Mamela, he can't do it. He can do it in Shabbos also. So Mamela, Beis Shammai said, you can only do these things, Kadeshi Yeshurami Ba'oid Yoin. That means this took a certain amount of time, 3/4 of an hour, before it started getting soft. So Mamela, this you can only do an hour before Shabbos. So Mamela, if you're telling him you can only do it an hour before Shabbos, then you don't have to be afraid to do it a minute after the Shkia. We made a gather kidei she yeshuru mi ba'idya. That is, this is the machloikis, Rabbi and Rav Yosef, what is pshat in Beis Shama. U Beis Hillel Matirim, so, both of the things he doesn't hold. The halach of Shvises Kalim, the deraisidik halach of Shvises Kalim that Beis Shama holds, Beis Hillel doesn't hold. And this gzeire, he also doesn't hold. Beis Shammai oimrim, ein noisnin oinin shel pishton l'soich hatanu. Oinin shel pishton. These were stalks of flax, which already had been combed out already, and they used to soak them, and after they soaked them, they put it into the oven. The purpose of putting it into the oven after the soaking process was a machloikis here. Either they wanted to whiten the flax, so then the malacha that is being done is malachis malabeng, which is one of the lametes malachis, or the Taisus Yeshanim says could be it used to get softer after it went into the oven, so it was malachis mevashel. So here, Beis Shammai said, "Ein noisnin oinin shel pishton l'soich hatanu." They should start steaming. That's how the Rambam says a lashon hevel, or they should get hot. So he can only put it in again an hour before that sheyavilu mibayid yoyim. So again, either the leaven process started already, or al kaponim this is a gather that he won't do this close to Shabbos. V'loy esat semer liyoyre, if he wants to dye wool, so he should not put the wool in the vat, elekadesha yiklay ta'ayin, that already it was able before Shabbos that the dye caught on to the semer already. So whatever will happen in Shabbos is nishkefela. U beis hillel matirim, beis hillel amata, beis shamay oimrim, ein person mitzudois chayo v'oifois v'dogim. Elo kedei sheyotzudu mi ba'oid yoyim. one is not permitted to put out a trap Erev Shabbos unless there's enough time that it will be able to catch something Erev Shabbos. Then you're permitted to do it. Again, Al Shvisas Kalim, the time is Al Shvisas Kalim, so I can assume that if there was enough time to catch a Chayav Oifes V'dogim before Shabbos, so Memela, I am permitted to assume that it caught one already before Shabbos. Must have trachten that the Tzatzach Nish Gelungen, I can assume that he caught something before Shabbos. So Memela, there's no Isser of Shvisas Kalim. The Sfas Emes asks, here we're playing with hot water. Because if you learn out Shvisas Kalim, so it's a Beispiel. All the other things, Ein Shoyrin Dioi. So Ein Shoyrin Dioi, is Pshat is, there's an Issa out Tzeveya, there's an Issa out Tzlisha, so it's Kedeshe Yeshurim Iboi Dioim, that was there an hour already before, so Memele, the Lisha had taken place, the Tzvi had taken place, that when it gets more Tzavu, that's not a Dereis anymore. So there's no Issa of Shvisas Kalim, you took care of the Shvisas Kalim. But here, when your Peiris Amitzude of Chayiv Oifis, Kedei She Yotzudu Mi Ba'oyoyim, that is enough time it can catch an animal Ba'oyoyim. Fine. If it caught an animal, Tovei Aleichem Broche. But what if it didn't catch an animal? We're speaking about an Isser D'Arais over here. If your Keli does a Moloch in Shabbos, Yom HaMachal Shabbos, Yoiva an Isser D'Arais, how does Kiresh Bechorshim, the Mitzuyim Shom Chiyuse, that they're Motzui Chayis over there. So Memele, so I think Taisus wants to fend for this. That means I can assume there's a Roiv that Mistame, the odds are 60 to 40 that'll catch a Chay in the next hour. There's a lot of Chayis over there. No, I'm just like we could with Seimach and Roiv and Kol Yisurim Shebetoyre, so I could be Seimach and Roiv, Mistome, will catch a Chaya. If it didn't catch, so he's Potter. I mean, just like by Teisha Chanoyis, if a person's permitted to eat flesh that fell out of one of 10 stores and 9 are kosher and 1 is treif, because he can assume that it fell from the kosher, that came from the kosher store. So we can be Seimach and Roiv. So I think that's what Taisus means. The Mitzuyin Shom Chiyuse. So Memele, he has nothing but to worry about. Umayri beinyin ze, and Taisva says, shalo yuchal lukoi bemitzude, ela aleph oi beis. It's only a trap that can catch one or two. The ma moyo she yitzude mboi geinim yuchal lotzit gami shechshecha. This is a trap that he can catch 1,000 animals on the mailer, so what's game on he can catch an animal mboi geinim? But he'll zicha be catching in Shabbos also. So speaking about the amount of animals that this trap can catch, I can assume that they were caught already before Shabbos. Ubeisil matirin, beisil amat, beishamai oimrim, ein moichrin lenochri. Now this is already a new sugya. Here we're finished with Shvisas Kalim. Ein moichrin lenochri. One is not permitted to sell a goy erev Shabbos. Ve'ein toyanim imoy. And one is not permitted to load an animal together with him. Ve'ein magvin olof. And one is not permitted to put a load on this goy. Elo kidei sheyagia lemokim korev. Let us see the last Rashi. Klaimer. That means, let us say, if it is 15 minutes before the Shkia, 20 minutes before the Shkia, and he just finished a deal with the Goy, and the Goy now wants to take the things. So now, according to Beis Shammai, you ask the Goy, could you please tell me where you live? So if he tells him, he says, you know, I live 3 blocks away. No, 3 blocks away, 15 minutes, Gate Gesundheit. So Memela, I can assume that he'll come home before Shabbos. But what if he tells him that he lives in the Mokim Rochik? Al Piderech HaTeva, he can only get home, it'll take him an hour to walk home. So then, Beis Shammai says, he said, listen, forget about the deal, come back Sunday. Umeitzoi Shabbos. But I'm sorry, I can't permit you to take out from my house chafetzim, and you'll be carrying in Shabbos. Now, what's wrong with this? What's the shayin shlecht though? Lamai say he's not doing anything for him, it's the goy's, the deal's finished, the goy trochtach shayin fazir. So what's wrong with this? So the Tamar Beis Shammai is a gzeira of maris ayin. That means that someone will see this maise as etoch nisht, what really happened, that it's the goy's and thus. He'll think that the yid made the goy a shliach to go and take it, to carry it for him. So he made a shliach. And what if he made a shliach? En shlichus la'akum abalachumre, we paskin by Shabbos, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do a malochim. Amir la'akum is also al shlichus. So memele, so they'll be choshed him, he made him a shliach. And since they were choshed him, they made him a shliach, so al tzmaras ayin, you're not allowed to do it. The Svas Emes asks a very pertinent kasha. He asks, naniach, we'll take, he be choshed him, he take made him a shliach. But he left the house, he left the house before Shabbos. He'll come home in Shabbos. That's he left the house before Shabbos. So the Akira, Haitzo, you need Akira v'hanoche. The Akira was b'chayil. So the whole thing will be, so what'll be, so when he's carrying it in the street and he's, till he walks home, he's only making anoche without an Akira. Which of the erste Zach is also only a darabonon. So if it's only a darabonon, so why was Beis Shammai Goizer? Now, Mamish Golnish had passed. I mean, he didn't make him a shliach. So Mamela, if you could be choishet still, he told them to do a malacha deraisa, no. But af a zoi vait, that what the people will see, I mean, what he's carrying five blocks away, there's no, who knows where he's carrying it from. I mean, the whole Mara signs what we see is happening now. What we see is happening now, so from this pu'ula that can never come out of Chilul Shabbos d'oraisa. So why would they go there? Ubeisilo matir. Ubeisilo again didn't hold of this gzeire. Beis Shammai oimrim, einoisnin oirois la'avdo. A person should not give leather to a tanner, a goyish tanner. V'loy keilim l'koyves nochi, or he should not give begodim to a goyish launder. Elo kedei sheyasu mi ba'idyoin. Only if the goy can do it mi ba'idyoin. That means if he gave it right before Shabbos, so according to Beis Shammai, it's not permitted. People will think that he made him a shliach to wash his clothes on Shabbos. That's also. Ubekulon Beis Hillel matirin im hashemesh. And Beis Hillel wamata, because Beis Hillel said that here we'll see in Tosfos, this is speaking about kablonis. That means he didn't tell the goy, make sure that my shirt is ready, my tzoy Shabbos, I have a chasana then. He didn't tell him anything. He told the guy, here, I'm giving him the shirt. You do it whenever it's convenient for you. So if the guy wants to do it on Shabbos, he's not doing it for me on Shabbos, he's doing it for himself. So Memeila, so since it's Bekablonis, so Memeila, it's Mutter. That's the Svar of Beis Hillel. So Matirim im HaShemesh. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Noyegin hoyu beis abo, shayu noisnin kli lovon lekoivis nochi shloisha yomim koidum leShabbos. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said in Rabbi Gamliel's house, the minig was that they were machmer like Beis Shammai, and they only gave to someone to launder their clothing if there's enough time from the Shas Nesina till Shabbos that it should be washed already. So Memele, Kli Lavon, it takes 3 days to clean Big Day Lavon. So they only used to give to Kaivis Nochi 3 days before Shabbos. V'shovin Eilu Ve'Eilu Shetoyanim Kairis Beis Abad V'Agulei Hagas. Saibe Shamayim, Saibe Silal Amaskin, that the heavy boards that used to lay over the crushed zaysim, the crushed olives and the crushed grapes, that's permitted to be put, that's permitted to be put right before Shabbos, Saibe Shamayim, Saibe Silal. Agree with this halach. Let us see Rashi. Samonim l'tzeva. This is a dye. Karshinim l'machol behime. U'beisilu matirin mishenosan asamayim iboidyoim. As long as the mishenosan asamayim iboidyoim mitzmuta. Even though the lishe process or the tzviya process will start in Shabbos. Oinin v'hein agudai shal pishton menufitz. This was combed out flax. V'noisen noisa b'kdeiro l'tano mislabein. And it used to get white in the tunnel. Sheyavilu sheyischamamu. So the Bach's skilse is sheyikloit miba'oidyoim. Sheyikloit miba'oidyoim. That's the next Dibur HaMasel. And then ha'ayin atzeva. Matiren lesitem miba'oidyoim v'kiletes kol alayla. V'loitoyenim imoy ala chamoyer. You don't help him load the chamoyer. Lemagviyin olav masi al tseifoy. He's helping him that he should go in Shabbos on Sivrei, so it looks kishluchay. El teish gila mokim korev, kloy mishi amokim korev shulchenu sham mi ba'oid yoy. Im ha-shemesh ba'oid ha-chamo zeirachas. So the Rishash brings down from this Rashi, says we know this, the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam, that there are two shkiyas. After the first shkia, after the sun goes down, it's still yoim, and there's a period of the bisman chazal, let's say till 60 minutes or 58 minutes. After the shkia is still meboy yoim, and then starts bein hashmoshes, and 72 minutes is seis hakeichov. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, one is permitted to do malocha even after the sun goes down. That's the first shkia is nothing. And here Rashi says, Im ha-shemesh ba'oid ha-chamo zeirachas. So he says it would seem from this Rashi, the Rashi held like the goyim, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the bein ha-shmoshe starts right after the sun goes down. So it's only permitted ba'oid ha-chamo zeirachas. Kli lova. The klilavim they used to give to launder 3 days before, shukasha lachabes. This is difficult to clean, but soich gimul yomim. Machmirem al atzmon kibay shamai, that they did not do like the kula besulot permitted to give me baiko, ima shemish zerach. Shetoyanim, you're allowed to put on as hazesim bekeires beis habat. The heavy poles, boards, the Beis Abad, where they used to kvetch out the oil, Vesa Anovim Bigulei Hagas. In the Anovim, this is a different type of a board or a pole. Shleihayu Oitzrim Oisayin Begalgal Kamoy Shalonu. They didn't kvetch ois the grapes and olives with a wheel. Kamay shalonu, elatayinim oisan bekayres kvedim. They used to put on top of the grapes and olives heavy boards. Fahani de gas kori eguli. That from the gas, that's mean for the wine press, these are called egulin, shayadafin, ovin asuinki egulin. These were round poles. Fishovin, round heavy poles. Fishovin shatayinim oisan beboidyoin. So everyone agrees that you're allowed to put them on the grapes and olives miboidyon. Bahamashke oilech vizov kola Shabbos. And thanks to these heavy boards, so the wine and the oil runs out from the grapes and the olives. Kola Shabbos. Ubigmore porich maishnad leplegi beishamai beho. If this is al shvisas kalim, so memela his kalim are doing a malachim. Um afarish mishum dinami avidlu b'shabes lakechi yivchatas. That what the heavy boards are accomplishing, a filo he would do it himself in Shabbos is no iser deraisa. V'chi yamrinan schita zeisim v'anovim av melocha b'peik chavish and ishbara. That, the Gemara says, if you squeeze out zeisim v'anovim, that's a melocha. Hani mili b'zeisim v'anovim shlei riskan mi ba'id yoyim. They weren't pressed yet by day. The havelay, so if a person squeezes grapes or olives, the havelay mefarek, so that's a melocha, from the lamatas melochas mefarek, dovi memasoi hagodl b'soichai. He's leaving the grapes of the masli that they have inside of them. That's meleches mefarik, meleches dosh. Vitolda de dosh. This is a tolda meleches dosh. Avalochei neisnen koich al gabi zeisim atche teichnen tchila. First they used to grind them, berechayim, that they did before. Vechein anovim deichen oisnen tchila beregel. So these were already mashed already. Ubalav koich anami mashke nofik memeila. So the liquid would run out even without the skayr. Elvleinovik shaper doesn't run out so good. Kihashta. So vleidami ledosh. So this is not similar to meleches dosh. So therefore this is mutatul according to Beis Shammai. Taisvis ein person mitzudis ha'oinim perish bekunteres neisnim betano mislabe. That what does the tano accomplish? It becomes white in the tano. V'chein mashma b'perek beis, the omrim ho'einin shal pishton mishi yislabnu. Let us look at the Taisis Yishonim, v'rivo rotza l'forish, sh'noisnim oisnum b'tano, we put them in the oven, k'dei liyavshon, that to dry up, sh'malin min ha'mishra, you bring them after they were soaking in water, v'yesh b'isol bishol, so by putting it into the oven, the melacha derais is mevashel. Terem sheyisyavshu, before it dries up, misrachek, it gets soft, machmes alachluchis, because of the dampness that is found in the flax. The Omar, the Gemara says later, hayman deshodi sichsel asuna chayim mishum mevashel. The person has a soaking log, and he puts it into an oven to dry up, he's also chayim al mevashel, because in the gather of mevashel is, if you make something soft, through the process of bishul that goes into the gather of mevasha. Ein person mitzudis. So Taisvis asks, afal gav de bishabes nami impirish mitzuda ein echayev chata. So Taisvis asks, a filu he'll put out a trap in Shabbos, he's also not chayev. She'ena yoideya em yotzudim lav. So why is it also erev Shabbos? Mikomokim gozru lifreish mitzude, they were gozer to be perish a mitzude, the pomim osi lidei chiyev chatos. There's a possibility when a person spreads out a trap that he might come lidei chiyev chatos, kegoin shebishas prisosoi yulchoit, that the minute he put out the trap, so it trapped something. Dachiktoni b'teisefta, perish mitzude lebeim aloif, and nichnas lesoicho chayev. Now, we have to understand one thing, two things we have to understand. First of all, the Rashba says Pshat and Taisvis, that we mentioned before, this Tuma Halchem, how to learn Pshat and Beis Shammai. Is the Isser al Shvisas Kalim, or is the Isser he might come to do it in Shabbos? So this is al Shvisas Kalim, so then Taisvis doesn't have any Pshat whatsoever. Taisvis asks, he spread out the trap, so maybe a Chayev won't come, if he's not Chayev. Shani Yedeyim Yotzud, why is he Chayev? If this is al Shvisas Kalim, the Isser is not what he did now. The Isser is in Shabbos, his Kalim is trapping an animal, so what's the problem? So the Rashba says, Taisvis is going according to Rabbah. According to Rabbi, they asked to do a pu'ula right before Shabbos, because he might come and do it in Shabbos also. So Taisa says, putting out a trap will never come with the Yisr de'Araisa. So because who knows if he'll trap anything? So Taisa says, yeah, it's possible, put out a trap and the Chayah comes right away. That is an Yisr de'Araisa. That is Tamaz Pshatan Taisa. The Sfas Emes asks, he really doesn't understand what was bothering Taisa. Taisa says he doesn't know if he'll trap. So he doesn't know. He says, L'cheira, that's Melechis Tzeda. That is Melechis Tzeda. You put a trap, and if he'll trap, you'll be chayev. If he didn't trap, you won't be chayev. But that is the Melechis. He says, we learn out Tzeda from the Mishkan. He says, by the chalazim, they all, there was 100% sure you're gonna trap it, you put out a trap, but that was the malacha. That's the tzulas and malacha. And he doesn't understand the raya of Taisus. What does the Taisus bring as a raya from the Tesefta? Doch hitoni be Tesefta, peiris zu de lebeim eloi, v'nichnas l'seich ha'chayim. That's true. It trapped something. But does the Tesefta say that v'nichnas l'seich right away? V'nichnas l'seich. If he put out a trap and it trapped something, so amele is chayim. Al koponim, that's the Sfas Emesis ha'ora, about Taisus, vais tais nishtazai. Taisus holds for a double poshit. But you put out a trap and he doesn't know if he'll be successful, that is not a malacha deraisa. Next, ein meichin lenochi. Af al gav di ovidlu b'shabes loy mechayev chatos. He said, before, according to Rabbi, the gzeres was, if he does it in Shabbos, so he'd write b'chayev chatos, so therefore he's not allowed to do it right before Shabbos. But in Moichen Lenochi, there's no Melocha Dereise. Bekomok me'achi shehanochi mechama oyoise b'shabes b'yadayim dover sheyisrael osam in ha-toyre. Gozu rabonon im chasheicho ki de perish b'kunteris mishum, since the guy is doing a Melocha, mishum de mechlef b'shluchi. It looks or it seems that he's his shliach. Aber hanach dvom dereise sheyne oyise b'shabes isa b'yadayim. But in the first things, let's say in Sheirin Dioi, or let's say by Kairis Bayis, so there the whole Isser is only that he might come to do it, or the Kaili is doing it, then you need Taka Melocha that Yechayev Chattas. By the time of the Neusnin Eiris La'abdon, also they'll think Mechlev Kishluchay. Ein Neusnin Eiris La'abdon, Ubeis Hilu Matirin. Beis Hillel was matter to give an Abdon Eiris, and the Abdon will do it in Shabbos. Why? Because he's a Kablan. As long as he didn't tell him when to do it, and he's doing it on his own accord, there's no Issa. Mikan, hoyonire l'rabbeinu tam lahatir, al yedei kablonis, nochi livnois b'Shabbos. So the Rabbeinu Tam wanted to derive from this Mishnah, that if I'll go over to a goy and I'll tell him to build a house for me, so the goy is permitted to build it on Shabbos. What's wrong? I didn't tell him to build it on Shabbos. He's building it on his own accord on Shabbos. So what's the difference? A house to an avdol. Why may be raya, may rechayim will have later in the Gemara daf yutches rechayim the shori besiloli b'derav yosef b'gemara. The matirim lanir sham chitim miboid yoy. You're permitted to put chitim miboid yoy. You're allowed to put chitim in the rechayim v'nichenu kol haShabbos. And the rechayim works the whole Shabbos. You have a mill and it's grinding wheat the whole Shabbos. And no one will think that the yeet put it in Shabbos because some emele, you're permitted. He put it in before Shabbos. The mill is working on Shabbos, so it's working on Shabbos. The mill can work on Shabbos. Some emele, and we don't see a gzeire that you'll think he put it in on Shabbos. So the same thing, I told the goy to build the house. He built it on himself on Shabbos. Also, no one would think that I told him on Shabbos to do it. That people know that the Rechaim, that what it's working now, it's working by itself. They wouldn't be choshed, let me put it in Shabbos. Avol kablonis, but if you have a goy that's working, yaimru, there could be, it's more olol that there's a gzeire, shetzivo lahem b'Shabbos lasos. There people might think he told them to do it in Shabbos. He's not a Kablan, he's a Schirya. For oig may be raya, Rabbein Tam brought another raya, so he pay kamad avay de zore. Dome Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, maskir odom sadeyu lenochi, a person is permitted to rent out his field to a goy, my time, and the goy works on Shabbos. Oris arisusei kovet, he's an oris, he gets a percentage, he's doing it for himself on Shabbos. He's building the house. He's not doing it for the Yid. He's doing it when it's convenient for him. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that it's also by a sodik. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The stamas nisin kibose. Kaimel Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We pass on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara says in Moyed Kotten. This is a kasha in the Rabbeinu Tam. Mikabli kaboilus besoichat chum also. It is not permitted for someone to be a kabbalan in the tchum of the year. That means if someone is working in the tchum of the year of the city, so people might become aware of it and they'll be choishet him that he's a sochil. Chutz l'tchum mutel. Only it's only mutel chutz l'tchum and no one will ever know about it. The yid won't know about it. So you see, klal, that something that's mefulsome that he's doing, meleches Yisrael, is also. Only chutz l'tchum is mutel. So, Muki Rabbeinu Tam Hosam Kula Shmaita Ba'ovel. Yeah, that's speaking about an oval. An oval's not permitted to do meloche, so memele, there were machma, teichatchum. L'chaim ichmer. V'loi nire, the Hosam Ike de Machmri v'chayla moi tvei me b'ovel. Others are machma chayla moi more than an oval. Full man de Machmri tvei b'ovel me b'chayla moi. Moide b'Shabbes de Chomer Tvei. So b'meile, if you're machma by an oval, you're zichet to be machma by Shabbos. The nire l'ri. So the ri comes and disagrees now with the Rabbeinu Tam. The hod shori b'shmaiten oiris la'avdon. That what it is permitted to give oiris to an avdon, hainu betolush. That means this is a portable thing. Tloi mefarsam emil. So who knows that this is the yid's leather? Shanochi oise meloche b'beisoi. The Nachi is doing this in his house, in the guy's house. You can't work in the house of the oval, because you see he's doing it for the oval. But to build a house, which is mechubar, and everyone knows that this area belongs to the Yid, the mefarsim or milse, also b'seichat chun. The roye yoimel, so what is the iser? Schire yoim ninu. That means if we know it's a Yid, and there's a possibility he's not a kablon, he's a sochir, so memele, so then it's also. V'ochi mashma b'yirishalmi de pilkin. Kamahosa umni nochim shem oisim imri Yisrael b'seich beisai also. B'seich beisam, if they're doing something in their house, muta. When is a mut in their house if there's kablonis? When is it mutter betolush? If they're doing something b'mechuber that's mefulsem, it's also biracheres that no one will know that this is a yid. Betolush b'mechuber mutter. Amar Rav Shimon bar Kahana b'shem Rabachi b'Shabbes uba'ovo. It's mutl. But by the Zohar, Allah Kav Shimon ben Elozer, that it is also, not like Kav Shimon ben Gamliel. Bein the tam namik shebones beisoi, loisom achal tshuvos, and we rotsalati. Just had a shtik teira, but the mice didn't want to be soimich on it.